Hey, this is Lawrence from LawrenceDoes.com, and this is the Learning to Fail podcast, a show where I'm going to share my ideas, my goals, my expectations, so that I can hold myself accountable. Hopefully, I'll inspire others to do the same, and you guys can learn from my mistakes. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on, guys? So, welcome to today's episode. I think it's episode 6, 7. Oh, man, I can't tell you. Okay, so let's just jump right into it, okay? So, of course, this is the show where you set goals, you set examples, expectations, and you keep yourself accountable, right? This year is all about accountability. I'm going to try and do all that I can to do the best that I can. And again, not be afraid to fail and be okay to fail and understand and learn from it so that I can take those losses and turn them into W's in the long run. And I know that I told myself that I wanted to do a single podcast every single day for the entire year. And I just, I haven't even came close yet. I've already missed probably about 4 days. But to be honest, I woke up this morning and I was like looking at it. And let me tell you why I didn't, okay? One day, I will tell you this. I had a friend come out of town and we went golfing. And we had a good day, ended up doing that, came home, had the girls, the family, did dinner, this whole thing, great, right? After that, the next day, I think it was football or baseball or something, and then what I'm really trying to get at, guys, is their excuses. They're 100% excuses. I know for a fact that I probably could have made some sort of a podcast, even if it was a 2-minute, a 3-minute show, a 4-minute show, but then it wouldn't really be worth it, and then I'm starting, like, thinking, and I'm like, no, and it's just unacceptable. So, moving forward, I'm going to do all that I 100% can to make a show every single day, even if it's a minute long, even if it's just the intro and I say, hey, no show today. Because at that point, I'm keeping my word and I'm going to want. And like, the thing is, I don't like to take the L. It's not something I like to do very well. But I need to get more comfortable with it, and I'm going to. So today has been great. But let's just jump onto a whole other topic because as much as I want to talk about how terrible I have been at putting this podcast on for myself, clearly, I mean, again, I don't even think anybody's listening to this, but it's okay. But if you are listening, guys, don't be afraid to fail. Failing is what we need to learn, how we grow, okay? Like, I can think back to when I was playing T-ball and I'm striking out and I'm crying, I'm so mad. I struck out and I would cry so much. I was terrible. I don't know why. My dad hated it. My mom hated it. I hated it, you know, at the time. I was a little kid. I didn't really know. But I learned, and I'm like, man, you know, and I don't get mad anymore. When I lose, whenever I do lose, it's not something that bothers me anymore. But I need to, the whole point of that is I'm trying to embrace it even more so that those losses, I take on more losses, because if I'm losing more, that means I'm going to be uncomfortable. I'm learning how not to win, in a sense, right? So that I can learn from that so I can win in the future. So big news is but Kelly Dominguez, good friend of mine from way back, and I started a 6-month listing challenge, and it's to see who gets the most listings in 6 months, winner take all kind of a thing, where we go out to dinner and then we're donating some money to a charity. So that's really big. And okay, so to lead to that, I want, and not only do I want, but I am going to start producing more content on a daily basis. I need to come up with content every single day. And I was telling somebody else that I need to switch from being a realtor to a content creator or a media company / realtor. Okay. And I'm getting that idea or that direction from Gary Vee. If you guys don't listen to Gary Vee, he's not a motivational speaker, but he's a business entrepreneur. He's a investor in Tumblr and all these Facebook and Twitter and all these other stuff. But the main thing is that it's really, really important, because right now is the time to start making content. And I don't know what it is or why, because I love making content. For some reason, I just didn't like to do it enough, or I felt like maybe I didn't want the attention being on me and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Anyway, excuses, there's no more. I need to, and I am, and I will. I'm going to be making 8 pieces of content a day. And that's a good start. I feel like that's a really good start for me. I would like to get up to more, but in the future, my goal has to be content, 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 and then do the actual work of what we do in real estate, right? So, of course, whether it's showing homes or it's listing houses or it's going on appointments or it's educating the buyers and the sellers in the marketplace, videos, posts, things like that, I need to be more and more. So that's huge, right? One, I'm going to win this podcast, not this podcast, I don't, not this, but the competition with Kelly. At the end of the day, I want her to win. I want us both to win, so that we both. I hope we tie. That wouldn't that be awesome? We tie. We have to do another one and then get more. And it's a great year. We help so many people buy and sell houses. Oh, okay. So I'm just really pumped right now. Also, what else? What else? I still have to work on my website, so I got some stuff to do there, and then I got to work on another website, so I got stuff to do there. I want to get my LinkedIn going really well, my Instagram. Man, there's just so many things, guys. I don't have time to be doing. No wonder. No, you have time, guys. You definitely have time, but you got to start getting going now. So, if you're listening and you can just hear this energy, this excitement in my body right now, I feel good. I want to go. I want to grind. I want to make some things happen. Let's go. Let's do this. Okay. So I'm going to do 8 pieces of content from now on. I'm going to do 8 today. This might be one. Maybe I'll count this as one. So maybe I need 7 more. So maybe a video, a picture, and some other stuff. I also need to make that calculator for people so that they know how to save money effortlessly, because I feel like the hardest part for a lot of home buyers is the down payment. And the down payment, of course, is important because that, in any case, anytime you buy a car or a house or a credit card or things like that, you got to put money up, and then you got, that determines what your payments are going to be for the rest of the loan. So, I want to help people with that. That's going to be great. That's going to be super fun. So I'm going to do that. And then a lot of stuff. So you can go to lawrencedoes.com, of course. You can go to thepeoplesagents.com. I'm working on that right now. Tomorrow, I should have a quote from some contractors for a listing that I got. There's just a lot going on. And if you can hear this, I want you guys to be great. I want you guys to have an awesome time, great life. Go do what it is you want to do. It's still January. We're still in the very beginning of the year. There's a lot to do. And I'm going to want to do it. So I'm pumped right now. I don't know. I got pumped like out of nowhere. It's so weird. Anyway, you guys are great. The show's almost over. It's a 7-minute show so far now. Again, go kill it. Go get your dreams. Don't be afraid to lose, okay? Look, fail and learn. It's never a failure if you learn from it, because then you can just be better the next time. Tell them out. Like, let me know if you guys have something you guys want to do in life, that you're afraid to tell somebody. Tell me. I got you. I'll help you. Let's make it work. I will talk to you soon. Let's make it a good one, a good year, a good day, and I'll see you then. Hey, so this is Lawrence from lawrencedoes.com. Thanks so much for listening, guys. This again is the Learning to Fail podcast, the show where I just share all my goals, expectations, and ideas to keep myself accountable, of course, and to hopefully inspire and help others learn from my mistakes. If you guys want to stay tuned with everything that I'm doing, you guys go to lawrencedoes.com. I'm going to be changing that over to a personal brand. You can go to thepeoplesagents.com for all my real estate things that I'm going to be doing. I feel like I'm going to have a really big year this in 2020. I got some things in the works right now, and more clients that we're going to be helping, and hopefully I can grow the team. So that's going to be awesome. And what else? Lots of other stuff. So find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all those things. And I'll talk to you guys soon. See you tomorrow.